Come, my grace, come, sit thee by me. Let me taste of thy sweet kisses. I do hope thou'lt not deny me, nor bereave me of my blisses. In thy dear sight, my delight, now to thee I do discover. Let not me despised be, for me thy faithful loving lover. Let not me despised be, for me thy faithful loving lover. O forbear your complimenting. Nowadays men grow deceitful. Maids are every day repenting that your sex are so ungrateful. Could I find a man so kind that would never more forsake her whom he loves but loyal proves, he should have a gold lace maker whom he loves but loyal proves, he should have a gold lace maker. O my grace, if thou'dst believe me, in love's fetters I am chained, but methinks love's chains and links seem something pleasant to a lover. Then I say, ne'er say me nay, I am honest George the Glover. But methinks love's chains and links seem something pleasant to a lover. Then I say, ne'er say me nay, I am honest George the Glover. Pray, my dear one, do not fear me, for I'll faithful be unto thee. If I did not love thee dearly, I had never come to woe thee. But my heart doth feel such smart, by my eyes you may discover that I am a loyal man, called honest George the Glover. That I am a loyal man, called honest George the Glover. Well, quoth she, if thou art loyal, I will e'er be true unto thee. If thou art false when I make trial, thou wilt certainly undo me. I feel a flame I dare not name, by yea and nay I am no Quaker. If thou art false when I make trial, thou wilt certainly undo me. I feel a flame I dare not name, by yea and nay I am no Quaker. Many kisses they exchanged grace. She seemed exceeding kind to George. From his pretenses ranged and told her what he had a mind to. Down they lay, began to play, and still did vow ne'er to forsake her. She did yield, he won the field, so he betrayed the gold lace maker. She did yield, he won the field, so he betrayed the gold lace maker. Thus they for a season toyed, and each heart was set on fire. What she wanted, she enjoyed. He pretended but to try her, but their jest in earnest proved, and her belly did discover that the sport she dearly loved, which she had with George the Glover, that the sport she dearly loved, which she had with George the Glover. George the Glover strangely stared when he see her belly swell. For her babe she then prepared, but what to do he could not tell. Then away without delay went Bonnie George unto his lover, with 20 guineas in his hand. Thus to her spoke George the Glover, with 20 guineas in his hand. Thus to her spoke George the Glover. Dearest, if thou art contented, here is 20 guineas for thee. For what I've done I have repented, though at once I did adore thee, lust to fulfill thy God my will. And though I vow I'd ne'er forsake her, but like a knave I did behave myself unto the bone lace maker. But like a knave I did behave myself unto the bone lace maker. You fair maids that have your freedom and your heart can call your own, still great pretenders always heed them, least you've cause to make you moan. Still young men you find oft prove unkind, yet vow and swear they'll ne'er forsake her. Georgie swore did Grace adore, and yet deceive the boneless maker. Georgie swore did Grace adore, and yet deceive the boneless maker.